In this podcast, I'll share with you why and how the Commission developed the report Being Visible by Piercing the Stigma Veil, Latinos in the Deep South. In 2008, the Latino Commission on AIDS, Latinos in the Deep South program, released a report on the emerging Latino population in the South. Since 2000, most of the states with the highest percentage of growth in their Hispanic populations include a large area in the southeastern United States. For example, South Carolina saw a staggering 161% increase in the state's Latino population between 2000 and 2012. With major changes in the population, political climate, and healthcare system, the Commission undertook a massive assessment to help understand how the shifting environmental context is shaping the health and lives of Latinos in the Deep South. Between 2012 and 2014, data were collected using a mixed methods approach. Through this approach, we were able to have a holistic scan of the environment and triangulate the different methods to create a more nuanced and complex picture of the lives of Latinos in the Deep South. The assessment process began with developing a method that begins at the person and the community and builds on their own understanding and experiences in the world around them. As such, we used three types of data sets to prepare the new report: a media analysis, a review of current public databases, and an iterative ethnographic assessment. In terms of the media analysis, we know that the media reports reflect not only attitudes and beliefs of people that people currently exhibit, but also they play a role in shaping new attitudes, and these can impact policy agendas. Across the Deep South states, which we included were Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee, we gathered 150 articles from local newspapers and TV stations around topics of Latinos or Hispanics or HIV/AIDS. Articles were then coded regarding stigma, political tone, and community and policy issues. Second, we reviewed public databases such as the U.S. Census, the American Community Survey, and CDC surveillance data to develop informative interview questions, fact check, and follow up on issues brought up on the iterative ethnographic assessment. Finally, the ethnographic assessment used an iterative process building on what we heard from others in the region to develop a more complete picture of local communities. The ethnographic process involved a series of focus groups, in-depth interviews, community mapping and spot interviews, as well as a written online survey. We were on the ground in all seven states, and more than 400 individuals were involved in different aspects of the process, including those in AIDS service organizations, community-based organizations, academia, media, healthcare organizations, government, law, communities at large, and activists. The authoring team then jointly analyzed these data and developed clusters of themes that represented Latinos' experiences in the Deep South in the report. We combined the findings from these various methodologies to provide a multifaceted and multidimensional perspective on the lived lives of Latinos in the Deep South. Other podcasts in this series will describe the various themes and findings of the report, Being Visible by Piercing the Stigma Veil.